want to start with a couple of quotes. One is by Upton Sinclair. It is, "It's hard to make a man understand something when his job depends on not understanding it." And the other is by R.D. Lang. "Long before a thermonuclear war can come about, we've had to lay waste our own sanity. We begin with the children. It is imperative to catch them in time. Without the most thorough and rapid brainwashing, their dirty minds would see through our dirty tricks. Children are not yet fools, but we shall turn them into imbeciles like ourselves, with high IQs if possible." And a question I ask all the time is, you know, the analysis in my work is not particularly cognitively challenging. I don't feel like I had to be particularly smart to recognize that this way of living won't survive. And after it's over, I would prefer that there be more of the world left rather than less. It's not cognitively challenging at all. And yet here we are. And I continue, given what's at stake, life on the planet, I continue to just be stunned at what passes for discourse. And I want to be really clear. I'm not suggesting that I'm particularly smart. I don't understand how people can think, for example, that industrial wind or solar energy harvesting facilities are good for the planet when they're made from mined materials. They destroy habitat where they are. And I guess the argument is they destroy less habitat than oil and gas. But that's not really an argument. And I don't understand how people can be surprised when you put in a dam that blocks fish passage and then the fish go extinct. I don't understand. It makes me... There are so many things like that that just make me despair. It feels like we're really good at making certain sorts of gadgets, and we're really clever at making a computer with a tiny little camera that then, you know, lots of people are making this weird thing called the internet where the videos go all over, certainly not through a bunch of tubes. And, you know, the notion of how a search engine works is pretty clever, or, you know, a lot of medicine is pretty clever. But I don't understand how a species who can be so clever that they can figure out how to do so many of the things this culture does is so stupid that it can't understand that you can't destroy a planet and live on it too.